Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
And you can see all the information on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the link that says Majesty in You, and you'll be able to hear all about it. I encourage you to go there if you want to really tap into yourself and the power that you have inside of you. And speaking about the power that's inside of you, I have a very special guest today. I'm really so excited to have her because we met in the most unusual way. I think it was through an Instagram that I saw her site and it caught my eye. And I just absolutely love when this happens to me because I know that that's universal forces putting us together. And as soon as we talked on the phone and sparked, I knew that she was supposed to be on my show. Her name is Janine and she's an empath. And she acts as a conduit between the angelic realm and our world. Her passion is to help people receive guidance and directions in their lives. And she's come to this in such a beautiful and wonderful way, and I'm so happy to have her on the show. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you. I didn't mention her last night when I introduced you, Janine Tedesco, out of New York City, as you can hear from her beautiful accent. And tell us a little bit, Janine, about how you came to do the work that you do, you know, being in the realms of angels and being able to bring people angelic messages.
Basically, I was looking for a book in the library on meditating, and a book fell off the shelf. It, like, flew off the shelf, and I didn't pay attention to it, so I put it back on the shelf and continued to look for my book. Again, the same book fell off the shelf, and I didn't pay any attention. But by the third time it fell off the shelf, I looked at it because I figured maybe it was a message I was not getting. And I opened the back. I went to the back of the book, and it was called The Angel Therapy Handbook by Doreen Virtue. I read the back. Okay. I fell in love with it. I opened into, like, the middle of the book and went to one page, and I could not put the book down. I took it out of the library.
Wow.
I forgot the book I was going to get. I went to my car and read about three chapters before I even left the library. And I went home and I delved into my book and I read it all in one night.
Unbelievable. You know, I just want to stop and say just something quickly. As that book is falling off that shelf, and we so often do this, don't you think, Janine? The book is falling off the shelf. This is the universe telling you, pay attention. So what are you doing? What all of us would do? Oh, the book fell. Let's put it back, you know. It falls off the shelf again. Oh, you know, what's with this book? I better put it back. It had to fall three times for you to get the message. And I think that's how all of us are. We're not really attuned sometimes to universe and the messages that are out there for us.
It's funny because I would always see the number 117 ever since I found out I was an empath. I started learning about it and realizing, wow, I really am an empath since I'm a child. And I'd always see 117. I always thought it was my father with me because he died on January 17th. And I lived with him on 117th Street. So I just thought it was my father. And then reading the book, they give you all these angel numbers and the angels try to tell you stuff through numbers and sequence and all this stuff, and I would see, I went to 117, and it said, basically, you're on the right track, keep doing what you're doing, you're going places, and that's really what 117 means. So
wow.
I was floored and was like, okay, it could be my dad, and it could be the angel saying, I'm on the right track. And then I just started doing, like, I bought an angel deck of cards, and I just started doing it for fun. And I realized, wow, everyone I was doing, just to see if I could do it, they were floored. And I had done it before I had the angel cards. I knew things were going to happen, and they happened. And I'm really assuming it was the angels telling me that this was going to happen and to warn the people. So I guess I always had this gift. I just never really knew it until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very common. And, you know, people aren't always that receptive to these kind of gifts either. So, I mean, you talk about being an empath. Tell us a little bit about that. For the listener who doesn't really know what an empath is, would you mind telling us a little bit about what that is and how it was for you being an empath and not really knowing and growing up that way? Yeah.
Yes. I wish someone would have told me what an empath was as a child, because it was rough being around a lot of people. I was very emotional. I was overly sensitive. I couldn't be around certain people as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then in fifth grade, I was going into middle school. It was like June, and then, sometimes you start your new school. And my teachers told my mom they didn't want me to go to the next class. And my mom asked why, and they said, your daughter's too sensitive. She's too emotional. She can't go. Either that or we have to put her in special classes, like smaller, you know. And my mom said, then do that, because I don't want my daughter missing and, you know, getting left back for something that, you know, my grades were good. So they put me in smaller classes, which I thought I was stupid, or I thought I couldn't, you know, it was really challenging for me. And then in eighth grade, I was going into high school now for ninth, and they had to kick me out. They said my grades are too high. I can't, you know, they can't keep me there. So I thought I was bipolar. Like, I really thought I needed to be on medication. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I would see things like floating in the air, and I thought, like, I was going to run someone over with my car. As I got older, it just kept getting worse. And one day in, like, 2010, I told my mom and my boyfriend, I'm like, I think I need glasses. I see floaters. And, you know, I would stop my car, and nothing would be there. So one day my patient's wife had called me an empath. She was like, you're such an empath. And I got really upset, but I didn't say anything. I sat on that word empath for 2 months. And November of 2013, I looked it up in, you know, on Google, and it said that an empath feels what other people feel, their emotions, their ailments, everything. And it just made so much sense. I'm in the healthcare profession. I take care of people. I would touch my patient's, like, neck, and I would automatically get what he got. And he'd feel better. It was really rough until I finally found out, you know, what it was, and I can control it a little bit. I would stay away from certain people now. Now I won't go around certain people who are constantly depressed because I don't want to feel it.
Right.
So it's definitely rough, but people need to know that, you know, before you go for the drugs and for bipolar medication and depression medication, you might just be an empath.
Yeah. I know that you're very passionate, Janine, about bringing this message. We talked about this before, that young people or even people, older people, but especially children. I know I have a daughter who's also an empath, and I had no idea what that was back then in the 80s when she went to school, and the same thing happened to her. We actually did have her replaced. They called it replaced, which means held back a grade because they said socially, but it wasn't socially because she's very sociable. It was that she couldn't handle, just like you said, all the emotions and all the kids and all the commotion. And so she also had to be put in a smaller class. So we went through that not even knowing what in the world that was. And really, till recently, I had never even heard that word till about a couple of years ago. So I think it's very important that this message does get out to the public, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on my show, because you're a big proponent of this. So tell us a little bit more about the angel readings and how that developed for you and where it's led you to.
once I started doing angel readings and I started doing them for people I didn't know and I was right on track, I just figured maybe this was another calling for me rather than doing medical because I can't be in that field anymore, that maybe this could mm-hmm. be another way to help people, give them direction, give them a sense of where else they can go and what they can do. And I figured angel mm-hmm. readings was the best way to go. I tell people I'm not a psychic, I'm not a medium. I specifically talk to angels, and a lot of people just don't get it. They don't know what it is, and that's mm-hmm. fine because I didn't even know I had angels up until last year. I mean, I know in the Bible okay. it says everyone has angels, God has a million angels, but I didn't actually know we all had our own angels. So I mm-hmm. didn't talk to my angel my whole life, and all of a sudden I talk to them every day. They must be sick of me by now. But it's very important to talk to your angels and to let them know what's going on. Even though they know, they still need your permission to go and help you because they can't just jump in because you have free will. So you actually have to invite them in. You have to tell them what's going on, that you need help, and give them that permission to go and do so.
Okay, so let's stop there for a second. So, in other words, my angels won't help me. I mean, I guess in a life or death situation, that's a different story where they can come in and assist. But as far as my everyday life or maybe some guidance, et cetera, they cannot help me unless I specifically request.
Correct. Like, I couldn't just do an angel reading on someone that I wanted to do one for. I would actually need your permission to do an angel reading. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I won't get anything.
Right, very interesting. And that's good to know. And you know what? That's a good lesson because in my coaching, you know, as I've coached people, one of the things that I teach people and that I've had to learn myself kind of the hard way is to allow people to assist me, to know
right.
when I need help and to let people help me. And I always grew up being very independent, being the one who helps everyone else, you know, on and on and on. So allowing people to help me never came easy to me. And that's
right.
why I wanted to stop and talk about that for a minute, because we have to be willing to receive the assistance that's already there for us. Because it's already there for us, right? The angel's already there for us.
It's
for
there
us.
24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. And all we have to do is allow it. Is
right.
Just open up and allow it. That's good. That's a really good message, and I like that. Okay, so go ahead.
No, that's not to say, God forbid, someone got into a car accident and your angels aren't going to jump in and help you. I mean, you're obviously not going to say, oh, my God, angels, go and help me. You know, you're not thinking. So, you know, they'll jump in if they can and they'll help you at that point. But for something, you know, for an everyday thing, you need to go and talk to your angels and tell them what you need. And they love helping us. It's their job. It's what they live for. Is to help us and to see us happy.
Mm-hmm. There's almost a comforting feeling that I get as you say that. You know, as a child, I remember watching movies or seeing things where they showed angels literally assisting, like you say, assisting you with whatever it might be. And you saw it in a movie as something that was fantasy, you know, as make-believe, as I would say as a child. But to know that there really are beings, celestial beings who are there just for me, to assist me, that makes me feel very much comfort. That's the way I would say it. Is that how you felt when you first learned this?
It is, although I did think I had angels before this. I mean, I did read the Bible and, you know, but I didn't realize that they were there like that, like 24/7, you're always with you, they don't leave you. You know, it's a nice feeling knowing that you're never alone and they're just always there.
I love that. I mean, I'm feeling that right now, even as we talk, and it's just such a comfort, such a comfortable, beautiful feeling. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back talking to Janice.
Attention book lovers. Story Girl, the latest release from Katherine Carlson, a comical tale of womanhood in the 21st century, is available now at Amazon.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out her acclaimed memoir, Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, a story about synchronicity, serendipity, and the magical musical rhythms of the universe.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you?
At
midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
Hi, this is Mari Mitchell. We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio, speaking with Janine Tedesco, who is a conduit between angels or the angelic world and our world. Janine, I wanted you to talk a little bit about how these angel readings go. For people who've never had an angel reading, tell us a little bit about how you do it. What actually happens in these sessions?
What happens is the person contacts me. I give them a day that I can do so because I have to prep for it. It takes a day for me to prep for it and everything. Mm-hmm. And then usually I use my cards. Sometimes I don't need them, but I do use them. And I usually do it over an email because I like to stay in my room, in my house, where I feel very safe and I know, you know, nothing's going on, everything's good. And I will shuffle my cards until I can't shuffle them anymore, and then my hands get really, really warm, so I know it's time mm-hmm. for their cards. Sometimes a few cards will come flying out, so those are their bonus cards, but okay. for the most part, it's just three cards. I'll flip them, and then I will just stop my reading. And like I said, I usually do it over an email, so I type it out. Like, it's very long. It's like an hour process, 45 minutes to an hour process. And mm-hmm. they get a whole, I mean, I give them what the book said. I give them my intuitive feelings on it, the cards mm-hmm. itself, and I take a picture of it. I send it so they know those are their cards. And for the most part, they always get it. I've never had a person, I've done over 500 angel readings since May. Wow. And I've never gotten it wrong yet. I mean, I'm very proud of it. But I won't do it unless I know I'm going to get it, you know?
Right, I understand. And so now the person has received this email and they have all this information. What's the next step for them?
Usually it takes them like 3 times to read it before they'll write mm-hmm. me back because there's so much information given. I think it mm-hmm. throws them for a loop and they just have to absorb it before they respond. Or they'll respond and say, okay, I got your email, let me go read it, and it'll take 3 days before I hear from them. So normally I get scared. It's nerve-wracking because I don't know if it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. And then I get told I'm like the next Teresa Caputo, and no, I'm not, but it's nice to hear that. And it's always a good, it's always a good reading hearing it, what they have to say. I get the same people who want one like once a month.
Oh wow! Is it
one person wants it once a week? What was that?
Is it suggested to do it that often, once a month or even once a week?
I mean, if they want to do it and pay for it, go for it. But I wouldn't think you have to do it that many times. But some people they'll ask me. They'll email me just to ask me a question, and it's like, what do you really, you don't need to ask me a question every time, but I do it. I'll answer, but, mm-hmm. they have free will. I can't tell them what to do. I could just give them whatever the angels are giving me to give them.
Yes, and then it's up to them to see what they really need to do. That's my specialty as a life coach, teaching people how to do that, teaching people to tune into themselves. And we all know what's right for us inside of us. I truly believe that. That's what I tell my clients. The ones that first call me, they think they're coming to me to hear how I can fix their life. No, it's inside of them. It's inside of you, inside of me. All our answers are inside of us. We just need to tune in and get to them, get to our core, connect with source like you're doing, connect with angels, and know what we're supposed to do next. That's really a beautiful process. I'm really impressed in the amount of time that you've been doing this because it's not even a year. First of all, that you've done that many readings. Second of all, that you've been able to help so many people. How does it feel? I mean, you've come from a background where you were in the health field, so you already help people. You've been doing it forever. But how does it feel to have helped that many people in less than a year?
Oh, I love it. It's a passion of mine to help people. So to hear how many people I do, and they keep in touch with me. Like it'll be 6 months later, and they'll write me and say everything you said was true, and my marriage is so much better now, and you know everything's so positive, and it feels great.
It feels great. Did you ever think, as you worked in the health field and did other things through your life, that you would be helping people in this way?
Never. It's definitely not like I woke up one day and said, oh, today I think I'll be an empath, or, okay, I'm bored with doing that. I think I'm going to be an angel reader today. No, I never thought that I even had a gift, let alone that I could do this and help that many people. So it's a great feeling.
That's wonderful. I guess you never realize that you're going to the hospital, into a library, and books will be falling off the shelf, practically on your head, saying, pay attention, Janine. This is what I have for you. I mean, what a beautiful way to live life.
Yeah, no, I don't like reading. I am not into reading at all. I think it's boring normally, but I have read every book from this lady since I read her first book. And I tell anyone who likes to know about angels to go look up Doreen Virtue, because she really is the angel queen. And you learn just so much from her. I took a class online with her called a realm reading course, which introduced me into this whole field. So I am a realm reader, certified realm reader, angel card reader. I do Reiki. Mm-hmm. I do life purpose readings. And a year ago, I would have never seen me here.
That's fantastic. Can you tell us her name again? Because I didn't catch it, and I'm sure the listener didn't either. What was the name of the lady you recommended her books?
Doreen Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E.
Oh, Virtue, just like Virtue. Okay, cool. In case somebody wants to look that up, because this is all, I mean, this is absolutely fascinating, even for me. I'm new kind of to angels and angel readings. I was new like you did. I grew up Catholic. I was new to the angels, Archangel Michael, that watched out for us, that were there, and that were protect us, and I fully believe in them. I just didn't know that in our day-to-day walk, like you say, 24 hours a day, they are there, and if we need assistance, all we have to do is ask. That still completely floors me just to know that. And it also makes me feel that the divine watches out for us so carefully. And the reality of that makes me just stand in awe. That's how I feel about it. And,
right.
And that's one of the reasons, you know, I wanted to have you on my show so people can know that this is for real and that we can stand in the awe of that, that we are that special, that we have these angel protectors with us always, all of us do.
Right, because everyone has spirit guides as well. So have your one guardian angel. Everyone has a different amount of spirit guides. It depends on, I guess, what you do, and then you have your angels, and then everyone has archangels. You just have to call on them. So the first time I ever called on an archangel, I called on Archangel Raphael, and I was going through a really rough time. I didn't really know if I believed in this yet, because I had just started, and I was going to sleep, and I woke up, someone tapped me on my head, which is usually how he gets my attention, and I opened up my eyes because I was sleeping, and my whole bedroom was covered in, like, an emerald green bubble. So I was looking around. I was trying to take pictures, and my camera wouldn't let me take them, so I just figured that no one was supposed to see it but me, and it was just so beautiful. Like, the emerald green was just insane. The next day, I looked up, and I didn't know what color he was. So I looked up that, and it said that Archangel Raphael is the color emerald green. So that's how he heals you. And I was floored. Like him, he's like my favorite. So I was absolutely floored, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Wow, that's such a beautiful, beautiful report. Well, we still have some time, but I want to make sure that you're able to tell the listener how to get a hold of you, if they want an angel card reading or any other services. How can they get a hold of you? I know you have a website.
They can go to my website, www.powerofangels117.com, or they can email me at powerofangels117@gmail.com.
Okay, great. powerofangels117@gmail.com or www.powerofangels117.com. Beautiful. Okay, so what is the main message? Well, usually I start with this question, but today I'm doing it a little bit differently. What do you think the main message is that you'd like to say to our listener and to anyone who listens to this?
The main message I want to give everyone is you don't have to go through life alone. You're never alone. So you don't always have to put on such a brave face and do everything by yourself. You can go to God or you can call on your angels. Your angels, you know, help you a lot faster because they're on our frequency level a lot closer to us. So they can help us really fast. You just have to talk to them and tell them what you need, ask them for their help. And normally you can listen and right away you'll get a message or you'll see a number that means something. You'll hear a song on the radio that you needed to hear and it's a message from your angel. Or you'll just hear words that pop up in your head and it refers to whatever you're going through. That's usually how they communicate with you. You'll see signs in the road that, you know, mean whatever you're going through, and you'll just know it's for you.
Right. So I guess the message is that you really have to, now, first of all, you have to ask for the help, and second of all, you have to pay attention and be aware, you know, of the numbers or the words or the email or whatever it is that comes through your past. That seems to be such a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences. It's especially meant to be. And awareness. That takes awareness and being in the moment and paying attention to what's going on around us.
Okay, because,
you know, I never paid attention to numbers, and it's so funny because I had someone on my show who talked about a certain number that meant something to her, just like you talked about 117. And I thought to myself the day after, you know, I don't really get messages through numbers. That's all I had to say to make myself pay attention. All of a sudden, I'm getting messages through numbers. So it started with the number 22, and then it moved on to the number 23. I even had a dream a few weeks ago, and it was the number 23, but it was the number 2, and then 3333333. And then when I looked it up, it was like manifestation and abundance, like unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow. So I'm paying more attention. You know, I'm paying more attention. So that's what I want to say is we have to pay more attention to what's going on around us, to maybe what's happening in the dream realm that we don't pay attention to because we're too busy to get up out of bed and go do our day, you know? So, so I just wanted to throw that in. Very good. Is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener to encourage them, someone who's really not going through such a good time today?
I would just say, you know, talk to your angels as if they're your best friends because they really are your best friend. Talk to them. Tell them what you want and, you know, what you want fixed, what you want help with, what you want direction with. I mean, they can't go out and do it for you, but they can point you, you know, to the right direction. Or, you know, have an angel reading. Have someone, you know, do an angel reading on you because it really does give you clarification and direction to where you need to go next.
Fantastic. That's a beautiful message, Janine. I love the part that we're not alone, that there's always assistance, even if it's unseen. We can't see it, but we can feel it and we can hear the messages and we can be led by them. It just takes a matter of focusing and getting away from all the noise of the world. Our world is so noisy and there's so much time to get our attention. It has been absolutely lovely having you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on with me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so amazing.
Well, have a beautiful day. Keep touching and helping people. And I can't wait to talk to you again. It's been so lovely meeting you. And for the listener, be back with us next Wednesday, 12:31, for the next airing of Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.